This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another week and, you know, another cluster. We'll kind of talk about some of the latest developments in the news. I think, politicians need to probably be cutting back on some of their interviews and some of their press conferences. I think what happened with Trump yesterday is just kind of a sign of, I think everybody's burned. He was not suggesting that people inject themselves with disinfectants, but I see where he was going, where if we know that disinfectants can kill the virus, are there any forms of, you know, medical, shall we say, equivalents to that we might be able to study? I mean, if outside the body, you know, we're able to kill the virus, is there a way we could figure out in vivo? He doesn't say it like that. It just looks like people are beyond burnt. And when that happens, you get behind a mic and you just start to ramble, like I do. I'll just ramble and ramble and ramble. I'm a happy girl, though, because we got football again. Mama loves football. So I'm pretty happy that we got the draft again. I think it was well done. You know, considering Vegas lost having the draft and having it in front of the Bellagio, I think we're going to get it in 2022. God willing, we don't have another coronavirus. So it was kind of bittersweet, but it was really, really nice to see players happy with their mamas. You see how they got to hug their mama. Hey, everybody loves their mama. All right, anyway, so we're going to talk a lot about, you know, today, you know, some of the latest with coronavirus. Some people are reporting less deaths, thank God. You know, I think we're starting to see a little bit of a turnaround. Unfortunately, we're hearing from other medical officers and medical experts that, oh, we're going to be dealing with this social distancing till Christmas. And I'm really not excited about Halloween, you know, being any different this year than it was last year. Although we do already have our masks, but I'm definitely going trick-or-treating. I don't care what the laws say. We're seeing people defy orders. We're seeing people start to get kind of grumpy. We might be seeing a revolution. We're going to be talking about that. But one very interesting piece of news that I want to open with today is the study that came out where the MMR vaccine might be why us younger folk aren't getting as affected or killed by this coronavirus as others. So I don't want to say this is 100%. This is a theory. And the scientists from the University of Cambridge, very, very cool, they looked at the rubella virus. Even the measles virus looks similar. But they looked at rubella virus and they found there was a 29% similarity between the rubella virus and the coronavirus. And I put pictures up. It's on my Facebook. It's on my Twitter. And you could see, you know, you could see the round, the kind of crown, the spikes. And they look similar in shape, even though those are computer models. It's really kind of a pretty virus. These viruses are kind of pretty. But the study authors found that the similarity might be just enough such that if you were vaccinated against rubella in the past, that might be offering some sort of immunity to those with coronavirus, albeit studies have to be done. So I think measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines, I think they came out individually in the 60s. I think early 60s, 1963, might have been the first measles vaccine, then rubella, all right? And then mumps. Although we always say measles, mumps, and rubella, I need to double-check the timeline. And then I guess the combo was made in 71. So for those of us born after the 60s, 70s, I'm definitely, you know, middle age, but I was born in the 70s, okay?
Yeah, but I'm not 29.
I know, shock. We got the MMR vaccine. We only got one dose, I believe, and then now we do two doses. We give kids doses between 12 months and 15 months. They'll give a booster between 4 and 6, and I think some countries are even now giving a third, where they're starting it sooner. But usually most of us, you know, we got the vaccine when we were younger, before kindergarten. So who didn't get the vaccine? Well, those born before the early 1960s. So if you were born before the early 1960s, you probably got measles. You probably got mumps. You probably got rubella. Now, here's though the problem. Okay, if you got the measles or the mumps or rubella, then you would have had immunity to it. So why are older individuals more affected by coronavirus? They're thinking, well, maybe there's something to that vaccine that might have, you know, allowed there to be this more broader sort of immunity. So you know, if you get exposed to, you know, rubella, all right, it has a shape, you know, your body recognizes it, maybe you won't get it again. But the vaccine isn't always 100%. The vaccine for MMR is a live attenuated version. So it's not a killed version, it's a live attenuated version. And so I'm wondering if maybe the vaccine is just broad enough. And I don't know. I'm pulling this out of my retroperitoneum. I didn't come up with this theory. The researchers at University of Cambridge did. And I think that's very, very cool. But what I like about this study is they said if there is a link, this is quote, we propose that vaccination of, quote, at-risk groups with MMR vaccine should be considered. Meaning if you have people that, I mean, they obviously have to test and they have to kind of look at, you know, younger individuals and, you know, see if they got coronavirus, if they had coronavirus, you know, did they not have any symptoms versus ones who weren't vaccinated against MMR. So there's some studies that have to be done. But what's very interesting is of all the different things we have to throw at coronavirus, detergents, hydroxychloroquine. Yesterday I said, you know, maybe douche. Who knows, right? You know, spray some douche at it. Maybe vaccinating older individuals against MMR while we're waiting for a coronavirus vaccine might do some good. Now, again, more studies have to be done, but it's a cool thought process. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCTORDALLY. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. I know I can't stand letters. Don't give me letters. And then I got to look at the phone and kind of figure out which letters do what. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And again, I couldn't do this show if it wasn't for you guys listening. If you guys weren't listening, I wouldn't have a show, and I wouldn't be able to do what I had to do. And if we didn't have a constitution, I wouldn't be able to sit here on a microphone and say my piece. So I'm very, very grateful for the protections that you guys gave me and fought for me to be able to do what I could do. So really, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Also, big thank you out there to those of you guys being essential workers and, you know, manning the grocery stores and the gas stations and Netflix and Amazon and all sorts of stuff. So, all right, there's some of your comments and stuff, it's kind of, I get, well, okay, we'll talk about the Trump thing. Okay, I didn't watch a whole press conference, and it's you know, we're tired, we're bored, there's not really a lot going on. I mean, we do have football, you know, slowly coming back, you know, some of these states are reopening. So, you know, Trump made some comments that, he went off his cue cards, and if I could just say something about politicians and, you know, Trump in specifically, many of them lose us when they read from the teleprompter. Donald Trump is not the best orator, okay? And when he reads from his sheet or the teleprompter, it's not very powerful. He seems restrained. Then when he goes off mic, sometimes he says some things that are pretty, for us in the media, we're like, okay, dang, he said that? Wow. And then sometimes he falls short. And, you know, Trump, what I believe what he's trying to do, and I'm not saying this to criticize him, I'm not saying this to defend him, but I think he knows that when he is reading from the cue card or reading from the speech, he doesn't sound that powerful. And he knows that in some of his political speeches, he found success when he kind of talked to people. The problem is with coronavirus, this is kind of not the time for you to chit-chat. So, when you start to say, well, look, you know, stuff is working on, you know, countertops. We got disinfectants. We have products out there that can kill the virus. Let's figure out a medical application for those, a safe medical application. Who knows? Let's, you know, blast it with light or blast it with whatever. You know, that's not press conference talk. Okay? I mean, I talk like that. I'm like, you know, gosh, how many times have we had segments on what we could do other than antibiotics on these superbugs? Remember there was a study at, I think it was Tasmanian devil breast milk. So we talked about fire hosing, right? Tasmanian devil breast milk. Okay, that's talk that, you know, we can do on air like this. Or, you know, you could talk about roundtable. When you have a country that's kind of scared to death of what's going on, it was not a conversation best for the mic. Those of us who understand what he was trying to say and trying to do, who cares? But people are using that as the president is trying to tell people, you know, to inject themselves with Lysol. And then when you see these media like clips, people who didn't even watch the press conference could look at that going, wait a second, Lysol can kill what? I saw somebody change their profile picture to it's kind of funny. He changed his profile picture to a Lysol inhaler. Now, it doesn't say that it's a joke. You know, and I know it's a joke. But what if a kid saw that? So, I think the media needs to kind of cool it a little bit. I think they need to slow their roll when it comes to criticizing sound bites. You know, I understand that Carolyn Goodman did not have the best interview of her life. I get that. I saw the interview, and I don't think she was trying to say use a city as a petri dish. You know, but people are trying to, you know, talk and have a conversation about a situation that we really still, you know, can't even wrap our heads around and we can't fix. And so we kind of look like, especially in the political realm, a bunch of idiots. And we're not, that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to have a conversation. You know, if you have a city that has a lower death rate and lower coronavirus rates, and we have very good health departments and, you know, stringent, cleaning measures that we're going to employ, you know, within our casinos or whatever, you know, using us as a control, looking at us as a control, you know, I get why somebody would say that. We're right now looking at Georgia reopening. We're looking at Florida and the beaches. That's kind of like our control. People, they're going to want to twist how they're going to twist. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jason's going to answer your calls now. Be patient. Jason's going to get to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, hold on one second. All right, hi. Thanks for calling the Dr. Dalia Show. Oh, okay. All right. Hi. Thanks for calling the Dr. Dalia Show. How can I help you? How can I help you? See, I can't even talk. All right. Well, we're having issues. Oh, man. Jason, we need you. Jason, we need you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so hydroxychloroquine. All right. People want to know what's going on with that. So with hydroxychloroquine, looks like FDA now is kind of suggesting that we don't use it. So there was a, quote, primary outcome of death in a short, I guess, in a study that kind of cut not so much hydroxychloroquine short, but the chloroquine, the more, shall we say, riskier version. And with that, unfortunately, we talked about that one study where it looked like there was some more arrhythmias, or it put people into a possible more deadly arrhythmia. So we've started to have now a reverse on how we look at any of those medications in that class. We're going to talk more about that, but we're going to go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, Jay, how you doing? Thanks for waiting.
Okay, good morning. Didn't
morning.
Have to wait that long.
Good.
I work in a nursing home and a long-term care facility. Big issues because there hasn't been any gauge the same way, you know, we've just been following elsewhere when it started. But lockdown is really scaring people, and it's a huge thing to, you know, it's just for one country now, but the patients, residents, are really, you know, putting up with a lot, and it's hard to convince them that, you know, they are in the safest place where they're at. So,
okay.
You know, I appreciate all the cautions people make, and but, you know, this is the time to get through to your loved ones somehow.
Okay.
You know, make sure there's a phone. So.
So Jay, you're advocating. Jay, you're advocating that people still stay locked down. That it's a safer situation. Is that what you're saying? You cut out. Sorry.
Oh, in the home? Well, everybody has to be completely diligent. I mean, you know, you get a renegade, you get a loose, you know, gun. You know, people think they're super people. It's not true. We have to just watch. But just your loved ones that are locked down in facilities, hospitals, etc., are in the safest place to be. That's it, and it's very emotional for everyone. For
of
the
course.
Husband that would come in and bring a McDonald's hamburger to his 80-year-old wife, and he has to visit her through a window, you know, just
yep.
say hello through a window, or you know, the simple little things of the good son that came every week. You know, I have to explain that, you know, this is the place for you, and then I feel that way.
Again.
I had a little sore throat, and I haven't worked in 2 weeks. But
yep. You
I'm
did your part.
Now.
You did I your got, part. Yep.
No, I got tested. I'm negative. I'm going back the Sunday, hard and heavy.
Well, Jay, man, well, thank God. Thank God. I'm glad you're negative, but you're right. You're right. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, Jay was saying, in so many words, you know, you can't go rogue when it comes to something like this in terms of people being, you know, locked down. If we're going to do it, we all have to kind of do it. And everybody's kind of suffered in terms of, you know, being able to see their loved ones, et cetera. Great. Comment 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi, Richard. Call in with your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus is about to reach 50,000. According to the Johns Hopkins coronavirus researchers who are tracking the virus worldwide, and there are more than 869,000 confirmed cases of it in the United States. But there are signs of hope in the big hotspot of New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City just said at the morning news briefing,
the daily number of people admitted to hospitals for suspected COVID-19, that is down from 227 to 176. So that's great. That's a serious decline.
President Trump today will sign a small business relief package during a ceremony in the Oval Office, adding funds for a small business loan program to help employers keep workers on the payroll despite the pandemic. The initial money ran out in days. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is looking at possibly extending social distancing guidelines. During yesterday's coronavirus briefing, the president said the guidelines could stretch beyond May 1st if he thinks the country's not in a safe place. The measures he set out last month are otherwise due to expire next Thursday. Meanwhile, Bill Gates says he's concerned that some economies are opening too soon. And he also says there could be a second wave of the virus that could be worse than the first one.
We know that if you go fully back to normal mixing, that then you get onto that exponential growth curve. You know, I am afraid we'll have some people and some states that move too quickly.
An economic report out today showing durable goods orders way down. Those orders for big ticket items falling 14.4% in March as the coronavirus pandemic was shutting down the U.S. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
Hey, show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-362-3254. Jessica wrote on our website at drdahlia.com. Her situation is a little lengthy, but I think this might relate to some of you. Apparently, her employer has asked her to come back to work. And she doesn't want to come back to work. It's a service industry that's essential, but she was furloughed, and he's offered a job, and she doesn't feel safe and should rather stay home. She has an employment that can take care of her. What are her rights? Now, that's kind of something that I think is on a lot of people's minds. You have not everybody on the same page when it comes to reopening the country. And there are a lot of people going, okay, you know what? I am done with this lockdown. Let's, you know, make money. Let's make our tips. Let's get our kids playing outside. Let's have birthday parties. Come, you know, again, let's just do it. But then you have others going, nope, I don't want to be anywhere out there. I'm scared to death of this virus. And it really depends on your experience. If you've had somebody or know somebody that got sick with it, if you've been sick with it, you know, if you have, you know, a friend or a family member who's died of it, you don't want anything to do with coronavirus. If you're, you haven't seen much about it, or you're, you know, distrustful of some of the numbers we're getting out of, you know, hospitals and, you know, the, you know, health departments and things like that, and, you know, you aren't really convinced that the people in the body bags that you're seeing are just strictly coronavirus deaths, but not the typical deaths that happen each month, etc. You're probably kind of scratching at the door going, look, can we get life back and, you know, can we get life started again? So what happens if you are in a situation where reopening orders are happening and you're able to, you know, the state is starting to open back up, but you don't want to go? So I'm not a labor attorney, all right? From what I understand, I don't think there's a lot of advice and guidance, because employers are mandated, if they did get those loans, those the payment protection loan, the PPL funds, that they have to hire back by June 30th 90% of their staff. If they don't, they can't get that loan forgiven. And then they're going to have to owe on it plus 1%. Not the highest interest loan, but still, nonetheless. And it's up to pay fees and taxes and things like that. So they are going to offer you your job back, hopefully, which was kind of the purpose. If you choose not to take the job, then the employer, because they have to kind of protect their butts, otherwise they owe all that money, they are going to report to the unemployment that they offered the job and you declined. That could jeopardize some of your funds. Now, we are hearing that some people that are being hired back, even part-time, can still tap in on unemployment. So I think the rules keep changing as we go. But I agree, that is a question that needs to be answered. If you don't feel ready to go back to work, let's say you're in mid-quarantine. Let's say you have been exposed. So you're home doing your 14 days, and boss says, all right, come to work Saturday, tomorrow. What do you do? So you don't want to lose your unemployment benefits. So from what I understand, there is supposed to be some wiggle room on rehire dates. And I believe the employer is responsible up until June 30th. However, there's a lot of questions, and even the banks can't answer it, is do they have to hire you immediately, or can they, you know, allow you to wait? Do they have to offer the jobs? But does that mean everybody has to drop their unemployment right now, go back, you know, to work, or just be on the payroll? So I would definitely ask I would probably ask the labor board, you know, what protections you have at this point and what you're allowed to do. But there is, you see, room for a lot of unfortunate abuse of the situation. So many employers are concerned that, you know, if employees' children are out of school, you know, they're home, they're kind of getting used to being home. You know, we're going into our second month of being home. And many employers are worried that a lot of employees aren't going to really want to come back. If they're getting unemployment and unemployment is kind of handling the bills and they're not really supposed to be evicted now, and, you know, so some of the money might cut it. You know, what do employers do if they can't get staff to come back to work? Oh, well, like I said, I think what protects them is they say they offer the job, and then if not, they tell, you know, the government that they did their part. So, you know, there obviously the system is not perfect. There's a lot of ways where people could get screwed. And And it's frustrating because we've never had this before. We've never been through this before. So we don't really have, you know, a playbook for this. And so, you know, employers don't know what the heck to do. You know, I mean, do they open and take a loss? I've told you, many employers are like, you know what, maybe we should just wait. Maybe we should just wait until we don't have to do social distancing. You know, I'm seeing some business owners start to make, you know, creative signs. You know, people are busy and they want to be prepared and they want to protect customers and want to protect staff. So they're starting to create, like, signs saying, okay, you know, can we keep, everybody keep 6 feet distance from each other? Well, that's nice, but I don't know if that 6 foot distance is going to be the rule. We're hearing that medical experts are cringing when they hear people talk about 6 feet distance. Now, I was on KABC, John Phillips, yesterday, and he was asking about travel. And he was asking about what I would advise in terms of, you know, where people could go on vacation, where they could travel. And I don't know if you guys heard about this, but apparently in Sicily, there is a $50 million budget that's going to try to rejuvenate tourism. There's going to be vouchers. There's going to be half-price flights, a third of the hotel bill taken care of, free tickets to museums. But I guess Sicily is trying to get, oh, Sicily is gorgeous. I've never been. But people are trying to get people to Sicily, in Sicily. And I guess Italy death tolls climbed about another 464 yesterday, but new infections are slowly declining. So they want people to come back. So, you know, they're going to hopefully try and, you know, entice people to come back. But, you know, where would be the safest place to go? Well, you know, obviously places that don't have a lot of coronavirus. Unfortunately, we're just kind of relying on governments to, you know, fork over the information. So if a country is trying to restart their economy, you start to worry if we're going to get all the numbers. So, but, you know, I mean, you work with what you can. If you are hearing that numbers are rising in the country, that probably still wouldn't be the best place to go. Same thing with the state. You know, if there are certain states where the numbers are still rising, I would say, you know, travel someplace more rural. You know, go fishing on a lake, a place where you can have more social distancing. However, I would still be reluctant on buying plane tickets. I'd be reluctant on buying cruise tickets, things like that. Because, again, I just don't know if anything's going to change. You know, if we find out that Florida failed or cases start to rise again, and this is a very, very scary time, guys. Don't think you can relax. If a state starts to have a spike in numbers and there are calls and, you know, for the shutdown to happen all over again, there is going to be a ripple effect with all the 50 states going, okay, then you know what? We'll hold off too. And we're going to be like, no. You know, so it's been very, very frustrating. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA has issued warnings on chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine after, quote, serious poisoning and death. The agency said it became aware of reports of serious heart rhythm problems in patients with the virus who were treated with the malarial drugs, often in combination with the antibiotic azithromycin. Azithromycin, we know as Z-Pak. Well, it's the primary medication that is, you know, brand name Z-Pak. It also warned physicians against prescribing the drugs to treat the coronavirus outside of a hospital. Hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine can cause abnormal heart rhythms such as QT interval prolongation and a dangerously rapid heart rate called ventricular tachycardia. We will continue to investigate risks associated with the use of hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine for COVID-19 and communicate publicly when we have more information. So the peer-reviewed journal of the American Medical Association released a new study today that said researchers cut short a study testing chloroquine as a potential treatment for COVID-19 over safety concerns. Some patients developed irregular heart rates, and nearly 24 of them died after taking doses of the drug daily. So this is now a different study from the original one where nobody died, heart rhythm abnormalities ensued. So the agency said patients taking the drugs for approved reasons like malaria or autoimmune conditions like lupus should still continue to take their medication as prescribed. So one of you had asked why. Why is the medicine okay for a lupus patient but not okay for a coronavirus patient? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of theories. One is Zithromax has also been linked to the medication or has been linked to that risk factor as well. So it could be that it's the combination of the two that could have done it. The other theory that could be out there is that maybe coronavirus stresses the heart, like flu can stress the heart. A lot of illnesses could stress the heart. And so if it might be that the medication in an otherwise healthy heart patient, such as those with lupus, are fine. Somebody with coronavirus who might be starting to get cardiac issues with that, now it just puts them over the edge. So it's frustrating. We have no proven treatments for COVID-19. Where are the numbers right now? Let me just give you guys the latest numbers. Latest numbers are 2.7 million cases globally, 194,000 deaths worldwide. USA still topping the chart at 894,000 cases because we've been testing a lot. 50,939 total deaths. Spain, 219,000 total cases, 22,000 deaths. Italy, 192,000 cases, 25,000 deaths. France, 158,000 cases, 21,000 deaths. Deaths. Germany, 153,000 cases, 5,500 deaths. So Germany's still less deaths, but number five in terms of cases. The UK, however, is number five in terms of deaths with 19,000 deaths, 143,000 cases. So, you know, a big question we keep getting every single day, or if I'm on another radio show, is how do we know the numbers are real numbers? Well, I think there's been a lot of criticism of how these numbers came about and who's reporting what, that they're going to start being a little bit more conservative in terms of saying, okay, this is a true coronavirus-related death. But one of you had brought up, why would they? They have nothing to gain. If anybody finds out that the death rate is really lower than it is, the government will not have any support or justification for shutting down the country. I was also asked on KBC Radio, should we have shut down the country sooner? Which, we could have, but who would have done it? Who would have listened? Who would have, you know, been on board? So, I am very skeptical that we got an exact accurate toll. And I am, you know, not in any disbelief that many of the people tallied were not tested for coronavirus. We didn't have all the tests available. So some of these numbers may be an over-exaggeration. However, with that, many medical experts are not, you know, starting to raise the alarms because we also think there was an underestimation. You know, when I heard that one of my friend's mother-in-law's died, very similarly to what we're hearing now that coronavirus does, and this happened in early January, where she got a real nasty respiratory infection. It consumed her lungs very quickly. They put her on a ventilator and she died. You start to wonder, well, that might have been a coronavirus death also, but not counted, obviously, because it wasn't when we started counting. So, you know, for those of us that are like, oh, gosh, you know, are these numbers falsely inflated? We, you know, then balance it with we might not have been told of the numbers, you know, originally. In terms of some of the southern hemisphere southern hemisphere country, Australia. Australia has 79 deaths, 6,600 cases. We're going to be watching Australia like a hawk this next, season or during the summer, because Australia is going to be going into their winter season. When you look at South Africa, they have 75 deaths, 3,900 cases. Now, again, this could also be distance from these Wuhan epicenters or these other epicenters. Argentina, 167 cases, 3,400 deaths. So, you know, we might see a little bit of a temporary protection. New Zealand, 17 cases, 1,400 deaths. But then also realize there's a lot more rural areas to that. And, you know, if you start looking at the African countries in Africa, you know, they were trying to avoid what was going on in Congo and the DRC with Ebola. And so, you know, in Africa, I think a lot of places already kind of, you know, have a plan in place to avoid infectious disease. Looking at the states and how the states are doing, 894,000 cases, 50,900 deaths. So it'll probably be at about 51,000. New York taking the brunt of it at 268,000 cases, 21,000 deaths. New Jersey, 100,000 cases, 5,400 deaths. Massachusetts coming in third at 46,000 cases, 2,300 deaths. California, 39,000 cases, 1,500 deaths. Pennsylvania, 38,000 cases, 1,600 deaths. So I get asked, all right, you know, should we not even be thinking about reopening? Again, at this point, without being told exact numbers and being, you know, told that numbers are still rising and we still have death rates and we still have cases out there and active cases, I can't say we could go to full court press. You know, we could go to, you know, everybody kind of hanging out and that. I'm frustrated at saying that because I know people want to, you know, get out and get moving. And the easier path right now, like Jay had kind of brought up in the previous call, is, you know, maybe just kind of keeping things the way they are right now. Now, temporarily, you know, it's going to be too hard to reopen and then shut down rather than just staying shut down. Some business owners are kind of thinking the same thing. I even brought that up, and I know you guys are going to be mad at me, you know, because I think the way this all went down with the lockdown and, you know, our loss of rights and our loss of, you know, income and the economy shutting down was an absolute cluster. But for those of us that are going to be told that the only way to open up shop is having such stringent guidelines where you're going to be losing money each day, I'd almost rather, you know, I just stay locked down rather than lose money. You know, it doesn't make sense to be, you know, you almost lose less money being shut down, you know, until we could start to look like more normalcy. You know, I live in Nevada. You know, Nevada's kind of hot, dry. I've been asked, you know, is the hotter, drier weather, like Arizona has 249 deaths, 5,700 cases, Nevada 189 deaths, 4,200 cases. We are hoping that drier areas, New Mexico with 78 cases, 2,300 deaths, we are hoping that dry, hot weather helps, but we're just not, you know, yet being able to rely on that. All right, don't go away. Taking your calls, your questions, or comments at 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.